Welcome to the Learn Hindi Daily Show. To get us started, let's go over the phrase of the day. I live in India.
Main Bharat mein rehta hoon. Main Bharat mein rehta hoon.
So now this is main for I. Bharat is India. Main is in. Rehta means to live or remain. Hoon is the helping verb that goes with main. Now, you could put anything and say Bharat mein. I could say, main Houston mein rehta hoon. Now, a lady would say something different. She would use rehti instead of rehta. So it would be, can you say what a lady would say?
Main Bharat mein rehti hoon.
You see, rehta for a man, rehti for a woman. So now you can say where you live. So that's our phrase for today, and try using it. So the letter and sound of the day is
ah.
Ah. This is the second vowel in the Hindi sound system. The first one's ah, this one's ah. Let's look at some words that have it. To come.
Ana.
Mango.
Aam.
The formal version of you.
Aap.
And also you see it in its matra form with other consonants, the ah, in these words. Name.
Naam.
Price.
Dam.
And at the end of the word for what?
Kya.
So look out for ah in all the letters and words that you see today. Now our mystery word from last episode was
saaf.
And it means clean. Saaf. You may remember that from a few episodes ago. We had a whole bunch of words around saaf. And the example sentence we gave you was
ye kapde saaf. Hain.
These clothes are clean. Let's hear it one more time.
Ye kapde saaf hain.
Now, saaf we gave you is related word to the word for dirty, which is
ganda.
Which makes only sense to give you ganda is related word to saaf. And then, of course, to clean.
Saaf karna.
Saaf karna. How'd you do with that mystery word? Let's give you another one, and we'll tell you what it is next time.
Sochna.
You got it? Sochna. Sochna. And let's give you an example sentence. If you're a man, you could say,
Main soch raha hoon.
You got it? Main soch raha hoon. And there's a feminine version of that too, but we'll let you figure that out and we'll tell you what it is next time. Now, yesterday we had given you some grammar exercises about creating the past habitual tenses for some phrases. And for TV, you can write TV, just like you say in English, TV. Or you could use the pure Hindi word, which is
Doordarshan.
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 Which, isn't TV more common, or what do you think?
TV is more common.
More common. And it's easier for us to say, too. So yeah. We could stick with TV. And that's one reason why I use TV in the phrases below. You also sometimes see television written out too.
Correct.
Now, dekhna is the verb we're interested in. It means to watch or to see. So I'm going to tell you the phrases in Hindi. I'm going to say the phrases in English, and I'll have Narendraji say them in Hindi. I used to watch TV.
Main TV dekhta tha. Main TV dekhta tha.
We used to watch TV.
Hum TV dekhte the. Hum TV dekhte the.
You formal used to watch TV.
Aap TV dekhte the. Aap TV dekhte the.
You informal used to watch TV.
Tum TV dekhte the. Tum TV dekhte the.
He used to watch TV.
Wah TV dekhta tha. Wah TV dekhta tha.
They used to watch TV.
Ve TV dekhte the. Ve TV dekhte the.
And I also gave you the feminine examples of them, and you could read them in the notes. Now let's go over the daily grammar exercise for today, which is present progressive. Sometimes it's also called present continuous tense. These are actions that are happening right now, In English, we use the verb ending ing to denote something that is happening. Let us look at a few examples in English of the present progressive tense. I am reading, he is running, they are eating, she is learning. So you see how it's all the ing versions. In Hindi, you use a form of raha to indicate something is happening. There are three forms of raha. Raha, which is used with the singular masculine subjects. Rahe, used with plural masculine subjects. Rahi, used with feminine subjects, both singular and plural. The helping verbs are the same as in the present habitual tense. Just to review, hum translates as am and is used with me. Ho translates as are and is used with tum. He translates as is, and he translates as are, but is not used with tum. Only use the verb stem from the main verb. The verb stem is what is left off when you drop the na off of the end of the verb. For example, the verb stem of bolna, which means to speak, is just bol. Now let us look at how to put it all together. In a Hindi sentence, using the present continuous tense, you have the subject, the verb stem, and then a form of raha, and then finally the helping verb. It should become more clear when we look at these examples. I am reading.
Main pad raha hoon. Main pad raha hoon.
You see that? Main pad raha hoon. Padhna is the verb to read. We just get the verbs in, pad. And then we have main at the beginning, so we use hoon at the end. And then we use raha since it's a masculine version. But the feminine version uses rahi. Let's hear Ms. Meena say, I am reading.
Main pad rahi hoon. Main pad rahi hoon.
You hear that? The raha turned to rahi when you refer to a feminine subject. He is running.
Vah daur raha hai. Vah daur raha hai.
They are eating.
Ve kha rahe hain. Ve kha rahe hain.
And she is learning.
Vah seekh rahi hai. Vah seekh rahi hai.
Now, in the notes, I put some sentences for you to translate. So try going over these, or try figuring these out, and we'll go over them tomorrow. And once you figure them out, try to post them as a comment to this lesson. Now, let's have Mr. Narandasji explain to us the last three lines of the BBC Hindi article. Could you just read the line and tell us what it means?
Gilani ka kehna tha ki Amerika ka Pakistan ki zameen par karwai karna kai gambhir chunautiyan khadi kar sakta tha, lekin Pakistan Amerika se apni mitrata ko bahut mahatv deta hai. Halanki unhone paroksh roop se ye bhi kaha कि ओसामा बिन लादेन का को खड़ा करने में अमेरिका का हाथ भी रहा है. उन्होंने कहा अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समुदाय को यह बताना ज़रूरी है कि 90 के दशक में अरब देशों में युवाओं ने जिहाद शुरू किया और अलकायदा में शामिल हो गए. अलकायदा को बनाने वाले कौन थे और उसको धन किसने दिया, ये आज के प्रश्न हैं.
So could you read the first sentence again and then tell us what it means?
गिलानी का कहना था कि अमेरिका का पाकिस्तान की जमीन पर कार्रवाई करना कई गंभीर चुनौतियां खड़ी कर सकता था, लेकिन पाकिस्तान अमेरिका से अपनी मित्रता को बहुत महत्व देता है. गिलानी वासिंग that the action that Americans have taken on Pakistan's soil would have created serious challenges, but Pakistan gives a lot of importance to its friendship with America.
And so there's several parts that we might want to talk about. One is zameen per, on the land.
Yes.
And then whose land? Pakistan ki zameen per, Pakistan ki zameen. Pakistan's land. So that's an interesting phrase that would be useful. And of course you got lakin, which means but. And then you see ta, which is the past tense verb, and some other things. Okay, so how about the next sentence?
हालांकि उन्होंने परोक्ष रूप से ये भी कहा कि ओसामा बिन लादेन को खड़ा करने में अमेरिका का हाथ भी रहा है. Although in an indirect way, he also said that it was Americans who had made Osama bin Laden to stand.
And then let's go ahead and say the last one.
उन्होंने कहा, अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समुदाय को यह बताना जरूरी है कि 90 के दशक में अरब देशों में युवाओं ने जिहाद शुरू किया और अलकायदा में शामिल हो गए. अलकायदा को बनाने वाले कौन थे और उसको धन किसने दिया, यह आज के प्रश्न हैं. He said, it is important to tell to the international community that in the 90s, the youngsters in the Arab world had started the jihad and they started to get into the Al-Qaeda.
Now the words for international community, what were those?
Antarashtriya Samudaya.
Antarashtriya?
Samudaya.
Samudaya. Yes. Samudaya meaning
community.
Yeah. Antarashtriya.
Antarashtriya is international.
International. In fact, we saw an airport sign at one episode that we had,
yeah,
where it was Antarashtriya departures.
Departures.
You know, for the, you had the domestic one,
yeah,
and then the international one.
Right.
So in these very complex articles, for those of us who are kind of more intermediate Hindi learners, we can look at phrases and words, but to understand the full thing completely is going to take more time and study.
Right.
Well, in the future, we'll have other articles that we go over, and they'll be at different levels. And we're going to end it here for today. So until next time.
Shubhkamnaon ke saath.
Fir milenge.
Fir milenge.